And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
And here we go with the top 10 albums charting across the nation. I'm Anthony Edman, and I'm joined in studio by Brian Cleveland. We are counting them down from earshot-online.com. We take them from the national top 50, and in the 2 hours of the program, we count down the top 20, and now we're getting into the top 10. And I'm looking at the top 10 right now. A little bit of movement, not much, though, in the top four.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for that one. Do your thing.
Earshot is the National Campus of Community Radio Report, published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50. Other published charts include regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations, 35 this week, as well as weekly genre reports for electronic hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And go check it out. You can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
I'm always interested to wonder, I always wonder what people think when they listen to this radio show, what they're thinking. Like, you know, the music's good, so I'm not curious what they think about the music, but about us.
I'm not. I know what they think.
Oh, do you?
Oh, I got the pulse.
You're on it. All right, well.
They probably think the same things that I think.
About me?
Maybe.
Well, it could be something serious.
You are a card, like they say, like all the kids say, the hip cards, the hip kids.
The hip cards. If you want to tell us what you think about the program, or maybe you don't, but if you do, you could, because we have all kinds of places you can find us online. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot. I've lost it. Earshot.
How do we have syndicates?
I have no idea. And @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out, and all are great ways, if you trust us, to feature you if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist. And we're going to do that in this hour of the program. Craig Mercer from Scientists of Sound will be joining us a little later on to chat about their album and some touring dates are here in the city, actually, this evening, so...
Yeah, if you're listening to this live, when we produce the program, they are playing in St. John, New Brunswick at Pepper's Pub on 1 Market Square, and it is November the 22nd, 2013. That show happening probably around 11 o'clock. Go check them out. Pretty cool electronic looping group out of Halifax, Nova Scotia, and they're also playing with some pretty fine New Brunswick groups as well. So go check that out, or if you happen to see them in your hometown, go check that out as well.
Go get loopy with them.
We're going to jump back into the charts here. At number 10 is a previous number one. Now, after a few weeks at number 10, dropping from number 7 the week before, it is Braids from Flourish Parish. Here's a track called Hosack.
Number 10. number 8.
It's the Earshot 20.
With It Can't Be You, that was Baja Boulay from her new record, Tall Tall Shadow, at number 8, down to number 5. Rising one spot to number 9 was Nico Case, The Worst Things Get, The Harder I Fight, The Harder I Fight, The More I Love You, and a track from that record called Man. And starting off that set, starting off the second hour, was Hozak by Braids, there at number 10, down from 7, and that's off of their new record, Flourish Parish.
Earshot20 at gmail.com. Just one way you can reach out to us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist. And we're heading to the phone now to chat with Craig Mercer of Halifax-based Scientists of Sound. Craig, welcome to the Earshot20.
Thanks for having me.
And so over the summer, you released your debut full-length, Electric Scissors. And from what I've seen, it's getting really great reviews. What was the recording process like for the album?
Well, it's kind of interesting because, you know, we make electronic music, so we actually made that record on planes and on trains and on buses and in automobiles. over the last year. A lot of it we actually recorded while we were in China, because we had a whole bunch of, we were on tour in China, and we had a whole bunch of transportation days. So we would just be tracking, you know, recording MIDI files and tracking vocals on trains, and it was kind of a piecemeal effort of sorts. And then when we get back to Halifax, mixed it in our home studios.
And do you find your sound differs from your first EP, Wealth and Hellness?
Oh yeah, a lot. I mean, Wealth and Hellness was recorded live off the floor. It was pretty much an album of improvisation that we. Because Scientists of Sound sort of started off as like an improvisational kind of project. And for this album, like, we actually wrote songs. Who knew? That would help.
And I read that, speaking of EPs, I read that there may be a new EP in the works. Can you tell us a bit about that project?
Yeah, absolutely. We're pretty much finished the project right now. We're releasing the first single from that project tonight in St. John. It's going to come out sometime early next year. It's taken a bit of a different direction. It's a little less dark than Electric Scissors. I mean, we didn't intentionally set out to write a dark record with Electric Scissors, but, you know, by the time the album was done and we put it together, we're like, whoa, this is pretty dark and apocalyptic sounding. It wasn't our intention. So I think this time, intentionally, we're going to keep things a bit lighter. It's a little funkier. It's a lot more wah-wah on the guitar, and it should get people on the dance floor.
And if there's anything more exciting than your music, it's your live shows, and you've got one coming up in our area. What can people expect if they come out to see Scientists of Sound?
They can expect to dance. They can expect the unexpected, I guess. You know, there's two guys wearing crazy masks and lab coats, and we've got a great light show, and tonight's going to be an awesome night. We've got a couple of great bands from local bands, Jonah Hesh from Moncton, who's awesome, a live looping dude, and this band called The Way Outs from St. John, who are pretty great. So it's going to be a great night of music.
Very cool. And if you are listening to this live in St. John, New Brunswick on November 22nd, then you have an opportunity to see Scientists of Sound at Pepper's tonight. So go check out the show. And for more info on these guys, you can head to scientistsofsound.com. And Craig, big thanks for dropping us a line.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And here they are in an Earshot Extra spot this week. It's Scientists of Sound on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
number 7.
It's a madman's game, making cadences, land in golden fields. A madman's game, making the commonplace unreal. I can't say. It's a madman's game. And I had been spending a lot of time in my expensive furs when the question first occurred to me, is there anything more famous, anything more grand, anything more noble than a Julia, as beautiful and simple as the sun, just Julia with blue jeans on.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was... Stop laughing.
I can't help it. I'm in pain.
I accidentally injured Anthony. I feel bad about it. that was Hunting by the Darcys, and they're at number 6, up from 11 this week. Their newest record, Warring. You also heard the title track from Moonface's Julie with Blue Jeans On at number 7 for number 13. And you also heard a track from Scientists of Sound, Electric Scissors, the title track from their new record, which came out earlier this year. And they were gracious enough to have a quick chat with us. And they're also playing in St. John, New Brunswick, where this show is broadcast and recorded from, on November the 22nd, 2013, at Pepper's Pub. So go check that show out if you're in the area. Otherwise, check them out at scientistsofsound.com and check out their tunes, check out their listings. They might be in your area.
All right, it's time for us now to take a quick break from the charts, from the countdown, and bring you what's coming into the top 50 but hasn't quite made its debut in the top 20 yet, and we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
Lethbridge, Alberta's electric guitar-driven pop rockers Jesse and the Dandelions pay tribute to their hometown on A Mutual Understanding, which debuts at number 48. At number 43, Sun Grenades and Grenadine Skies is Calgarian jazz folk trio Rayleigh's sophomore release. The second full-length from Seattle folk pop five-piece The Head and the Heart debuts at number 42 and is titled Let's Be Still. Debuting at number 41, Calgary's campus and community radio station CJSW released Sounds All Around, a double disc set featuring exclusive tracks recorded live by local, Canadian, and international artists in their studio over the past year. Following a 12-inch EP and two 7-inch 45s, Nanaimo BC's Moths and Locusts delivers more heavy psychedelic garage rock on Mission Collapse in the Twin Sun Megaverse, their monumental debut album, which hits the charts at number 36. I already picked Anthony's favorite album title of the week. Surely you must enjoy that. Mission Collapse in the Twin Sun Megaverse.
That's pretty good.
What a mouthful.
That's pretty good.
At number 35, Sub Pop releases It's Alive, the debut LP from Seattle's La Luz, which means light in Spanish. At number 29, Juno-nominated six-piece Toronto alt-country band The Strumbellas release their sophomore record, We Still Move On Dance Floors, on Six Shooter Records. Saskatoon instrumental psychedelic doom five-piece Shooting Guns' second album, Brotherhood of the Ram, debuts at number 28. Cracking the charts at number 27, Bodyhead's Coming Apart is the first outing of minimalist experimental rock from Kim Gordon after the demise of Sonic Youth, now teamed up with guitarist Bill Nace. And finally, Yours to Discover is the latest and second LP from Death from Above 1979 co-founder Sebastian Granger, who recently relocated with his wife to LA and is just surely inspired by the new locale, releasing a collection of electronically influenced pop ditties, which debuts at number 26.
All right, thanks for that, Brian. And now we're going to continue the countdown. We're into the top 5, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up.
At number 5 for number 8 is the Sadies. Internal Sands is their newest release. Here's a track called Leave This World Behind.
Number 5.
I don't know if I can reach you anymore. The words I choose to say to you, I'm sure you've heard before. I don't know what it's worth to carry on. I can't hide the fight inside of me as dead and gone. If we can't change the world we made, let's leave this world behind. But you can't seem to make up your mind. Oh no, I can't seem to make you mine. I swore up and down I'd never love and lose again. Brings sadness, then the madness brings the end.
stopped I from doing what I always love to do. If we don't change the world we made, then I'll leave this world behind. Cause you can't seem to make up your mind. Oh no, I can't seem to make you mine. No, you can't seem to make up your mind.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
It's Earshot 20.
That was Atalanta by Yamantaka Sonic Titan, and that's not me pronouncing it weird. I double-checked. That is how it's written.
What?
Atalanta.
Atalanta? And it also did not just end weird. Like, that was just an abrupt ending to the song.
That was Yamantaka Sonic Titan. Their newest album is called Uzu. It drops just one spot and swaps it with number 3 to number 4. And before that, at number 5, up for number 8, was The Sadies from Internal Sounds, a track called Leave This World Behind.
And with that, 3 more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and we've done another full countdown, so we're not going to prolong it. We'll give you your number 3, and then we'll keep going from there, and we'll be back one more time to close out the show.
As I just mentioned, number 3 and number 4 swapped, and swapping with Yamantaka Sonic Titan for spot number 3 was Said the Whale. You're going to hear it from their newest album, Hawaii, and a track called The Weight of the Season.
Number 3.
blessing on me, yeah, is the way of the season. Winter on, come lethargy.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 2.
And you would always say, wait till I'm the unsigned hype, the best 10 freshmen, the new star. Trekking with the next gen, the next gem, the next big thing on planet rock. Get the guap, prosper and live long. When you're Kirk, girls wanna cling on, wanna get beamed up, wanna put some bling on. Same old song, except they sing wrong. Baby, if you liked it, then you should've put your BlackBerry ring on. Now, he's out of space, but she's not out of mind. Diana Troy says her eons out of time. He paints the wrong picture she drawn out of line. Says she's gone, and he says that she left without a sign. He says, whatever, I'm better without a dime. He tells her, good thing that I peg you around a nine. She laughs and says, he's never clever without a rhyme. We're both out of love, they say, out of pride. And I wanted to do a verse about how they work it out. Then I wanted to do a verse about how they worked it out. She says it's different for a girl turning 30. He says, is that a crack about me not maturing? Cause I'm just deferring the term, I'll be back in the spring. I'm just waiting for my break, got the cast in the sling. He says a queen is the back of her king, but she's mad at her lack of a ring. She says it better get bought, quit playing games, you'll get an X off that Xbox. I love you, boy, but I need a man. Peter Pan syndrome, ain't even been home to meet the fam. You can barely feed the plants, you can hardly cook a bowl of cereal. It's not cute in the evening eating these Cheerios. He says, oh, here we go. She says, but hear me though. Baby, I don't care that you're lyrical. And why you always talking about Star Wars, whatever, Star Trek? I ain't even mad you ain't a star yet. Then I wanted to do a verse about how they worked it out, but then I wanted to do a verse about how they worked it out, but
Shot 20. Number 1.
Thank you guys so much for coming out. Yeah.
It's the Earshot 20.
Third week strong at number one after debuting in the top spot is the latest album by Arcade Fire Reflector, and that was a track called Normal Person. Sitting still, number two was Shad, Flying Colors, and a track called He Say, She Say, and Starting off that set at number three, up one spot this week, is Said the Whale from Hawaii, a track called The Weight of the Season.
And that does it for another countdown this week. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Enman, Brian Cleveland in studio. Every week we count down the top 20 albums from earshot-online.com. We take them from the national top 50, and the program airs live out of St. John, New Brunswick campus and community radio station here, local 107.3 FM. And we air 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on Fridays, and then we send out to syndication across the nation, for syndication across the nation, to many great campus, community, and online radio stations. So thank you very much for carrying the program. You can also find the program on radio4all.net, and you can podcast this show on iTunes. Lots of great programming is on the way on this station, so stick around. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.